Good morning. Welcome to The Forgotten Word. This is Bob Wise with Forgotten Word Ministries. Today I want to talk a little bit about a lady preacher out there by the name of Beth Moore. Beth actually originated, I guess she was born up in Green Bay, Wisconsin. I've read a lot of articles about Beth Moore. I've looked into a lot of things that she preaches and teaches, and she has an honorary doctorate in humanities from Howard Payne University. She's married, got a couple children, I guess. She founded Living Proof Ministries in 1994, with the purpose of teaching women how to love and live on God's Word. She's written a lot of books and Bible studies, including, Breaking Free, The Patriarchs, Believing God, James, Mercy Triumphs, that have been read by women of all ages and stuff, I guess. And she's taught at Houston's First Baptist Church, and now is at the Bayou City Fellowship, I guess. I was reading an article from Matt Slick, and that's where I'm going to get some of them today to share with you. Like Matt mentions, it's not a heresy hunt. He's not out, to be a heresy hunt or anything. He's just he's concerned about some of the things that some of these people teach and preach. And like he said about Beth Moore, and this is so true with a lot of other folks, is that they teach a lot of good things. That's right out of the Word of God, the Bible, and they really do. All these teachers and preachers out there that we talk about and warn you about preach a lot of the gospel, but that's where the problem is. They preach a lot of the gospel, but then they put a lot of other junk in there that leads people astray, and that's where the fault comes in, and that's where the problem lies. Like Matt said, for the most part, Beth's, right on. There's some stuff that, that is significant enough that, it needs to be looked at. She definitely needs to get some kind of a better education if she's going to preach. And what I mean by that is I'm not one of these guys that says everybody has to go to seminary. I don't believe that. If God calls you to preach, God will help you to preach. God will put the words in your mouth. He will teach you. He will be there, and he'll guide you, and that's what you'll do. I'm just not one of these that believes that everybody has to have a seminary degree that proves that they can preach the Word of God. I think if God truly calls you, you will be a preacher. If you decide you want to be a preacher, then you probably better go to the seminary and learn enough to at least be able to preach to some degree, even though I still think that you will have a lot of problems, because that's what the seminaries teach anymore. But anyway, Beth has a doctoral statement she's got a mission statement, but no doctrinal statement. Some of the things that she says is that Jesus is the only way. Salvation is found only in him. Scripture is inspired. Promotion of the unity of believers. The body of Christ has different kinds of spiritual gifts. And the future glorification and resurrection of the believer. And all those are true things right out of the Bible. But there's nothing in there that talks that's doctrinal, as far as there's nothing that says anything about the affirmation of the Trinity, that Jesus is a man right now with two natures, divine and human. There's nothing in there that affirms justification by faith alone, in Christ alone, or whether or not baptism is necessary for salvation, which, by the way, it's not. But, that should be part of your doctrinal statement. It's always helpful if a ministry has a doctrinal statement, that way, doctrinal statement, because it helps people to see what that person's teaching from and about, basically. Without one, it leaves a lot of questions, doesn't it, about, what does this person truly believe concerning the Trinity? And what do they believe concerning the deity of Christ? and the sacrifice of Christ, you know, and was Christ risen, about baptism, how to be saved. All these kind of things are very important. And, you know, sure, we can make assumption that she believes all that, but we're not to assume anything. Let's put it out there for people to know it. It's a little worrisome, like Matt said, it's a little worrisome that she doesn't do this. And it's concerning that it seems to not be a problem. It could be she don't want to be doctrinally minded because she's trying to reach across a lot of denominational lines, and that's where a lot of these people really fail. She does support the error of contemplative prayer, and it seems from her teaching that she considers Roman Catholicism to be another Christian denomination, which it's not. So, you know, I think, I agree with what Matt said. She really needs to have a doctrinal statement that says what she truly believes in. According to Beth, here's how you become a Christian. It's on her website. She's got a short statement on how to become a Christian. It's titled How to Receive Jesus Christ. And it consisted of three things. And it said simple steps. Admit your need for forgiveness and peace. Be willing to turn from your sins, believing that Jesus Christ died for you on the cross and rose from the grave. And through prayer, invite Jesus Christ to forgive your sins and be your Savior. Well, you know, there's no doubt God could do that. That's your three things. God could, you know, God could have very easily said, hey, here's the three things to do. But, you know, it's a rather incomplete list, naturally. There's no mention of what sin is. There's no mention of God's righteous judgment upon the sinner. When she said that, you know, that believing that Jesus Christ died for you on the cross and rose from the grave, it doesn't go on to say anything about rose from the grave and the same body died in, and then it was a glorified body, and nothing about, anything after he rose from the grave. There's no mention of what Jesus is saving the sinner from, which is God's righteous wrath, naturally. There's no definition, actually, of who Jesus was. We really can't tell and ascertain if Jesus is God in the flesh. One of many prophets, actually Islam, our elder brother from the pre-existence LDS, or an angel. So, you know, you got to determine, you got to be able to tell which Jesus they're talking about. Beth doesn't understand how to exegete scripture either, and that's somewhat of a real concern with a lot of people. You've got to know how to take scripture and use it and utilize it from what it is and what it's supposed to be, and how to take a verse out of the Bible and what to do with that verse and how to apply it to what you're talking about, not take it out of context. And, you know, Beth also has had some conferences where she's had Methodists, Catholics, and different churches all meeting together to work together. And, you know, being able to discern right from wrong is vital for anybody who preaches the gospel. I'm not an advocate of women preachers to begin with, and I don't mean that to be offensive to any woman. I think women are misunderstood. I think they're also they're underutilized in the church. I think they're have so much to offer, but it's being misdirected. I think that's the sad part. I believe the Bible says that women are not to be preachers. There's certainly nothing wrong with the woman teaching. Certainly nothing wrong with a lot of work for the Lord that a woman can do. Has, you know, we need to take what we consider here on earth, our pride and our feelings of what's right and wrong and our feeling of judgment, and apply it to God's word and see what the Lord says. But anyway, discernment is so important to anybody that's preaching or teaching the word of God. The Catholic Church certainly is not a Christian denomination. It's not a Christian organization. It's not a group of Christian people. They believe differently than what the Bible preaches and what the Bible teaches. And to have Catholics in your conference working together with them to promote the unity of all of them together is wrong. There's nothing biblical about that. And Beth does a lot of those kind of things. Beth has a lot of seminars that are self-help seminars. And once again, I do not believe, I'm sorry if you disagree, but I do not believe that there's any room in the pulpit for self-help. I believe that there's nothing wrong with teaching about, you know, the principles of everyday living, the principles of marriage, all kinds of different things that are great, great topics in the right setting. You know, you can have all the meetings and the seminars you want, but not under the guise of being the gospel. And that's where so many of these churches, I think, fail, is that they incorporate this stuff all together to where on a Sunday morning they have it's what they call a church service, and they promote self-help, they promote the me attitude, and the, you know, we're all champions attitude, which we are when we're in heaven, but not here. And a lot of things are going to happen to us here, and they promote all this to where they just start kicking the actual word of God, you know, to the sideline, and the other self-help promotion stuff all takes precedent and becomes the main goal and topic of the church. And I think that's a mistake on so many of these people's parts. And Beth Moore does a lot of this, and I believe that that's wrong. I don't think there's anything wrong with a little teaching. I don't think there's anything wrong with teaching at all. In the right setting, in the right, and depending upon what you're teaching. But to promote someone, that is not biblically based in so many ways, that, I think is wrong. And I can't certainly endorse Miss Moore. I've studied her, read a lot of things about her, and I just can't endorse her as being a preacher of the gospel. And I think that that's a situation that certainly and hopefully will resolve itself someday to where she understands what's supposed to be happening with her life and what the Lord really truly wants her to do and to be. And that's, I think, something that she's not understood yet. It's just too many people get led astray when we start preaching from the pulpit that everything is, like I said before, all roses and everything is just all love. And you can be a champion now, and you can have this now, and you can have that now. You don't have to wait until heaven. You don't have to wait until God gives it to you. You can have it now. And that's what all these people are promoting, and Beth Moore's one of those, and it's just wrong, folks. It's just wrong. And I know a lot of people say, but, you know, she sure has helped me a lot. You know, she really has helped me a lot. And that's great. But, helped you to do what? Helped you to be happier with yourself? Yeah. Helped you to live a better life now? That's what you claim. Are you more satisfied now? You're more friendly now? You're happier now? Yeah. But have you truly accepted the gospel? Well, I don't know. I wasn't talking about that. So, you know, there are just so many things that can really lead people astray to the point where they don't even know for sure what they believe in anymore. They truly do not know what they believe in anymore because they've gotten so misguided. You know, she's done so much for me. Yes, probably she's made you feel better about yourself, but that's not the key. That's not the goal, is it? It's to feel better about the Lord and what He has and what He wants us to be. So listen, don't be deceived. Stay steadfast in your faith. And we'll talk to you again tomorrow. God bless you.